Hello folks, it's Pilgrim Chris here, and it's the 4th of April, spring, although this morning it's been snowing heavily and I got caught in it and I wasn't happy. But I've had a bath, I'm warm, I'm sat in my house, I'm not going out today, I don't need to go out today really, although I do need a new wheel for my bike, but that can wait until later on, possibly tomorrow. So I thought I would do a boo today on Instagram. Instagram has now been made available for Android, as I'm sure everybody is aware. It has been much lauded, and I, for one, have waited eagerly for this app. It's the only app on iPhone that I've been jealous of as an Android user and not been able to use. And I've installed it. I think I was the 77th person to download it. I installed it. I played with it. I did a few pictures with it. And don't like it. Amazing. I waited for a long time for this app and I don't like it. And I can't really put my finger on it. I've tried to explain it. I was tweeting about this last night, and there are certain things that I don't like that are easily explainable. For a start, I don't like the quality of image. Too poor. Which means that should I want to view that image on a website, don't bother. Looks crap. Should I want to use that image elsewhere? Not really viable, although there's cross-linking from the app to some things like, I think, Flickr, is it? Or is it the other one? Anyway, I can't see why you would do that because the image's quality is so poor. I get the concept behind Instagram. I always have. It's a great social sharing site. It's a bit like Twitter, but for pictures. And I thought I would want that, and in fact I had it already with StreamZoo, though I didn't use StreamZoo very much because I was waiting for Instagram. Of course, a lot of my followers are iPhone users and have been using Instagram, and I've been looking at their pictures when they post them, and I've sort of liked it, but I've never really commented. I've not been able to comment for a start because you weren't even allowed to comment on it if you weren't an iPhone user, which was very poor. I don't like it for its tagging ability. You can't tag photographs very well to describe them. You have to put this in the subject line, which makes the description of the image very poor and messy. The image quality is bad, like I say. And the app on the Android is quite clunky, really. It's not too bad, but, you know, I understand the limitations when trying to design apps for Android. So on that side of it, I'm quite impressed with what they've managed to achieve. There are a few filter effects, nothing spectacular. It depends whether you want to use them or not, I suppose. But like I say, StreamZoo is another app, and it does exactly what Instagram does, but only better, in my opinion. The images are high quality. You can format the images any way you like. It's not just a Polaroid shot that you have to crop to. Which for me makes composition better. Some people say you have to compose your Instagram images because it's based on this square Polaroid format. Well, I'd rather take a photograph and crop it to how I want to see it, not to how I'm forced to see it, if you know what I mean. The ability to tag photographs in StreamZoo is far better. You have a tag field. So you put a description, put the tags in, even at mentions, all have their own special place. Makes it very tidy. Filters are far better, far more of them, if you want to use them. Far easier to understand the filters as well, not some stupid names that Instagram uses. Tilt shift and things like that. And the other thing with StreamZoo, of course, is you can upload a video. Now, Instagram users will say that's not the point of Instagram. But I like an app that, if I'm going to put sort of image media out there, I like to be able to do it with one app if I can. And StreamZoo is the only app, really, I found that does this and does it well with a big community around it. So I will keep using Instagram and trying it out for a while, but I think I'm going to stick with StreamZoo. If you haven't tried StreamZoo, take a look for it. It's StreamZoo, one word. A lot of people that I mentioned it to have had a look and like it. So it could be another app, it could be an alternative, if you don't like the way that Instagram works. It's a shame. I did like the concept behind Instagram. I'm rather gutted that I haven't taken to it instantly, and I thought I would. Well, that's it. Just a few thoughts there. So, as always, take care and God bless you all.